From the News Center, a news focus.
Thousands of Pennsylvanians get a COVID-19 positive every day, but Geisinger family medicine physician Dr. Amit Mehta offers some guidelines for what you should be doing if you get that news. He said most who contract COVID won't need to go to the hospital, but you could feel the effects of the virus longer than the period in which you're required to be isolated, which is 14 days. Although every person is different, it can take longer than 2 weeks to recover. So Dr. Mehta offers some guidelines. Call your doctor. Get some personal guidance from someone who knows your medical history. Stay hydrated. Drink at least 64 to 70 ounces of water per day. Be sure to eat. That may be tough, but bland foods like broths, toast, and avocado are good choices, says Dr. Mehta. He said one of the best foods you can eat is the old standby chicken noodle soup, which is nourishing, easy to make, and easy to digest. Monitor your symptoms. If you have a fever, acetaminophen can help, but again, your doctor can offer you the best advice for your personal situation. Keep track of your temperature and oxygen levels if possible, along with your blood pressure. If you do develop emergency warning signs for COVID, you're encouraged to get medical help immediately. Things like difficulty breathing or bluish lips or skin and sudden confusion or inability to awaken should be big red flags. You may also deal with diarrhea or abdominal pain. So in such an emergency, head to the nearest ER or call 911. Of course, you may be able to avoid getting sick in the first place, and you can help others stay safe as well by stopping the spread of COVID in our communities. Stay home when you can. If you must go out, wear a mask and stay at least 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands often and for at least 20 seconds. Use hand sanitizer and wipes with at least 60% alcohol. Don't touch your face and eyes. Know the COVID symptoms. And if you've been diagnosed, be sure you follow the most up-to-date guidelines. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.